from KQED.
California Democrats are still riding the high from last November's election. That means the state party's annual convention in Sacramento was focused on other things than competition from the Republicans. Here's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi saying about as much.
We're not just there to win party seats. We're there to make progress for the American people. We're very policy-oriented people.
Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow was there and filed this report. You're
simply the best. With their pumped-up music, high-tech stagecraft, and high-definition video monitors plastering the convention center, California Democrats made it clear they're a party riding high. Senate President Daryl Steinberg laid out the party's big gains.
Thank you to all of the delegates for helping our state Senate and our state assembly achieve historic supermajorities in 2012.
But Democrats aren't quite sure what to do with all their clout. Steinberg, for instance, wants to push private companies to spend more money on education.
They can work with our teachers and parents and communities to fund high school career academies.
And billionaire environmental activist Tom Steyer, who bankrolled last year's Proposition 39 campaign, wants Democrats to use their two-thirds majority to pass an oil severance tax.
Because there has been a shale oil find in the state of California that is the biggest in the United States. It's 15 billion barrels. Now, I have no idea if that can be safely or profitably extracted, but I do know we better put in the tax before we find out.
Steyer was speaking about the Monterey Shale that runs across the center of California, where energy companies would utilize hydraulic fracturing to get that oil. While many convention goers were wearing anti-fracking stickers, Steyer was the only speaker to address the topic. The most aggressive ideas came from Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who's running the state while Governor Jerry Brown visits China on a trade mission.
I think it's time to decriminalize, to tax, and regulate marijuana.
Newsom has clashed publicly with Brown, and at times he sounded more like an opposition candidate than a member of the governing administration.
1.8 million Californians actively seeking employment that cannot find work. A statewide unemployment rate of 9.6%, the nation's highest.
But for all the big liberal ideas on stage, many delegates mirror the caution Governor Brown is urging this year. Let the economy keep improving. Don't push too many big, expensive ideas at once.
I feel like if we kind of go crazy and get all kinds of liberal policies going, that we'll absolutely lose the majority.
Candy Easter is from the Central Valley, Kern County, so she's especially hesitant about keeping moderate voters happy. Brian Latto of the Napa County Young Democrats feels that way, too.
You know, of course, progressive issues are, you know, important, but I want to make sure that we don't go too far to the left and alienate the people in the middle who helped us get where we are right now.
Not everyone wants Democrats to keep the brakes on, of course. Barbara Wilson of Los Angeles County wants to hike corporate and drilling taxes to fund social work programs.
So now that we have a two-third majority, let's get it done. Let's get that money.
Though Governor Brown and legislative leaders have made it clear they're not too interested in pushing for more tax hikes so soon after Prop 30 and while the economy is still soft. The big questions on what to spend money on and what to tax will start being answered next month when Brown releases his revised budget. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.